Okay, we are holding now at the beginning of Siman Ayin Aleph, and as a quick hakdama, we'll remind ourselves of the difference between an onain and an avel. An onain is a person who one of their seven krovim, one of their relatives, as we'll see explained, it's a spouse, it's a parent, father, mother, it's a brother, sister, son, or a daughter, rachman litzlan. One of these seven relatives pass away. So we talk about a male here because women are exempt from Kriya Shema, as we learned earlier. So an onain does not do any positive mitzvos. They still keep the mitzvos lo sase. They don't go around eating cheeseburgers or anything like that, but they do not do any mitzvos ase until the kavura. Once the kavura happens, the burial, then they have a status, what's called an ovel. So again, an onain is from the time of death until the burial, and then after that begins the period of avelus. So with that, we'll start the Mechaber says, Mi shemeis lo meis, so one of your seven krovim passed away. Even if you're not directly being in charge of taking care of the burial plans, nevertheless, one is exempt from saying the Shema and from Shmona Esrei. And a person wants to be strict upon themselves, and then yes, read the Shema, Eina Roshoi does not have permission to do so. If a person has someone, he hires a chevra kaddish, or he has someone else who's going to be taking care of the arrangements on his behalf. They're taking care of the tzarchit kavura. Now he wants to be strict upon himself, even though as we see clearly he is not required to. And then to say the Shema, ein mochim biyada, we wouldn't protest if he would do this. Look in Yordaya, Sim and Shimim Aleph, where it's explained more. We're coming to it from the Kriya Shema aspect of it, not from the Hilchos Avelos aspect. So that's it. That is Sif Aleph, and we'll see the Mishnah Berurah now. Sif Katan Aleph Shu Chayiv, Shem Shiva Kroyim, his seven relatives, Aveim, father and mother, Beinubas, son and daughter, Achva Achos, Veishto, brother, sister, and wife. Beis, Enemuto, Hugon Shemesa Achoso Hanesua Labal, so let's say a person's sister who is married passed away. So then Habaal, the sister's husband, his brother in law, Chayav L'Tapel B'Kavurasoh, he's the one who's going to be taking care of all these funeral arrangements. So he's potter. Sifkat and Gil is exempt. V'im kora ein yotze. And if he does say the Shema, he does not fulfill his obligation. V'tzarech lachsli kros achar kavura. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, he brings here that one would have to reread the Shema again because the time he did read it, he didn't have a chiv in place. It's not you volunteered to do your chiv. You had no chiv, so to speak. Dalid, besides being potter from saying Shema, he's also potter from the tefillah. V'chein kol mikol brachos, also doesn't say any brachos. Afila birkas nehenin, not even reciting a birkas nehenin. I remember myself, after my father, Olav Hashalom, passed away. I guess I had a snack in my car, and I remember the very awkward feeling, eating without making a bracha before him. But that is the din. An onain does not say birkas nehenin. Umikol mitzvah samurus betorah, any mitzvah in the Torah. Im rotze lechol pas, if the onain wants to eat bread, after inet tzarech livorech hamotzi, granted he's not going to make a hamotzi on the bread, mikol mokom tzarech litul yod, now he still would have to wash. Vilo yivorech al hanetila, we would not make a bracha on washing tzarech hadayim, we do without a bracha, and then eat the bread without hamotzi. V'im yesh chabura ba'ir. Let's say you have a chevra kaddish, you have a group of people. Shenohagin, shechet avavim, amyuchadim lahoitzi hames. Their shoulders are designated. They're the ones who take care of these funeral arrangements. La'achishnis asku ha'kroivim etzarchi hames. After they take care of the immediate things, the funeral arrangements, etc. Yim seruhu lahem, v'heim yikiru. They give them over to the chevra kaddish, and they're the ones who are going to take care of the physical burial. Now at this point you're not doing anything else, so then you're chayv to keep the mitzvahs. Even before they've taken him out of the house, because at this point there's no longer really it's considered to be a lack of covet hames to neglect them. But you're not neglecting, you've arranged for others to take care of it. So according to this, it's not correct what those onanim do, that they wait to dav until after the kavura, to take a kishinis pashru ima chavura chevra kadisha ba'ad ma'akoyim kavura v'nostru lehem kol ha'utzos v'tachrim. You've paid for everything, you've given the tachrim and the burial shrouds, that case chayav l'sado. According to this, now you have the chiv to kick in Davins. However, Omnon, the fa'amim shadayim einishavim be'ezim makom yikberuhu v'hu kvoider shomes o kolzman shemas pidin oso as I potter. So really, no. even though you've done everything you have to, but doing the hesped and the eulogies themselves, still the chiyuv has not yet really started. V'teikach teikach achar zeh, right afterwards, mutl hispalil v'chayv, then one dam to meet after. Avamalkam she'ein chavura mecheres lezeh, but if you don't have a chevra kedisha, af she'esh lo mi yishemis, aseg b'kavura avuro, the reason was going to take care of it, nimshach ha'aninos ad she'ekrevuhu v'yashlichu ha'ofra alav, because maybe sometimes the onain, going to be an avil, is going to participate. They're going to be shoveling dirt on top of the aron. So at that point, they're still occupying this. Therefore, there is no chiv to daven to say shema. Umiyad, nevertheless, immediately shemis chilin hashlicha offer alav yelicha avil leves shel kavuros. Excuse me. Vikris pal sham. You should go and daven right there. Ve'in nimshach aninos ad somach lesof zman kriyashma. Shehu ad revia hayom. So if the funeral is an early morning funeral now, it's ending close to the sof zman kriyashma. Kifi erech hashavos shayom, according to the day, you know, obviously longer in the summertime and shorter in the winter months. Im yispalo kaseder, if you daven normally, cause straight ahead, you know, not skipping, then yavur hazman shel kriyashma, you're going to miss it. Then in this case, yikra kriyashma below brachos, just say the shema right now. Va'achar kach yispalo kaseder v'yikra oid hapam kriyashma ima brachos. Then you'll repeat shema again, in the context of davening with the brachos before and afterwards. V'im nimshach ha'aninos ad la'achar arber shos, if it's going to go after 4 hours, there's dasam agin avram, de birchos ha'shachar, da'haynu ma shekodim baruch sha'omer, the brachos say before baruch sha'omer, lo yomreim af sheish lo panai. You shouldn't say them anymore at this point because there's a set time limit for them. Kevin shas ikr chiyuvo shehuba boiker hayaz potter, because when really this man it's birchos hashachar, the morning brachos, they're called that for a reason. It's supposed to be said in the morning, and at the time of the morning, at that point, the person was potter. He was an onin. So yesh cholkin, some argue on this magen avram. The suffik brachos lahakel, since it is a machlokus, so whether you're supposed to be saying these or not, these are definitely dinim the brachos midurabonan. So we would be sabal as the rule. Suffik brachos lahakel. Zulas birchas haTorah, birchas shloasani goy, shloasani ovish, shloasani isha. With the exception of these brachos, birchas haTorah is deraisa, and these other three are really the zman is all day long. Osun habrachos afla hamogin avram yochel varich. Right, you should say these brachos. V'linich tefillin ayin le'il. Okay, sim lamed chesed. Hey, v'yispalo ha'shmona esrei brachos levad yudavin shmona esrei. Aval birchos kriyashma mashmi b'shulchan orach. You've missed the zman for that. Lefima shikasafti le'el b'sof simen nun ches mishnebura mutar lo lomar af birkos kriyashma. You could even say these. Why? Why can you still say the shema at this point of the day? Kevan de ba'onis over hazman. It wasn't something that was beyond that was in your control. It was an onus. It was something that was beyond your control. That's why you missed it. Nechuli ame esher yochel lomar pesukei dezimra. You see the pesukei dezimra ayin le'el simen nun beiz bichrus rebi kiva eger ve'imadayin lo. If the first 4 hours, which is 1/3 of the day, the first 4 halachic hours of the day have as right, shlish hayom, rakshu somach lezmanahu, you're close to that, im yispalach kaseder, and if you daven straight ahead, yav straight in or not skipping, yavar zman tefila, v'yitztarech lehispalach shmona esrei achar shlish hayom, you would be past the sof zman tefila if you daven straight, yidalig psuki dezimra, skip all psuki dezimra, v'chofin shenizbayir le'el b'simnon beiz, v'din achar, echar, this is the similar, even though it's not really the mitzias, but it's a similar in analysis of a person who had come late to davening, and they only have a limited amount of what they could say. So too, this person was no fault of their own, but the kavur is now over. Now the chiyuv for davening kicks in, but there's not enough zman, there's not time to say everything before the zman runs out. Avalo yedalig mikriyashma birchas eklal. Don't skip anything. Just skip zimmer. Don't, but you have to say the birchas kriyashma shmon esrei af. And even sha'al yedei zeh, by doing this, yeh muchrach lehispalo shmona esrei achar shlish hayom. You still have to do it after sosman tefillah. Okay, yeah, skipping a little bit. Parentheses v'od. O kosa b'derech achayim de elu habrochos shlo asani goy ve'eved ve'isha u'birchas haTorah. These four we said in these cases zmanam kol hayom. These four brachos can be said all day long. Afil achar chatzos im nikbar yomrim. Even if the burial took place in the afternoon, whatever it is, you would still say them in the afternoon. After this, all day long. Avat tefilas shmona esrei lo yispal del rak ad chatzos v'lo yoser. But you don't daven. Excuse me. You don't daven shachris after chatzos, after mid the day. Gam ein tzarech lahashlim oso tefila b'tiyos asmucha. And you don't have to do a tashlumen for, we haven't learned about those yet, those are coming up later on. You don't have to do a tashlumen for the shachris. Ki goin im lo yispala shachris lo yishalim b'mincha. You don't daven b'mincha. De lo domi l'shachach o ne'enas v'lo yispala shachris d'mashlima b'mincha. This is not the same case, a person who forgot or an onus happened. In those cases, there was a chiv, just you missed it. Here, there is no chiv, right? The halsam emes haymechuv raksha aide siwa lo hispalel. There's a reason why he didn't. Masha ein kin kam, which is not the case over here. To have a potem din, there is maker hadin. One is exempt from davening. V'chein hadin so too b'mincha v'marv. You would miss mincha, you wouldn't daven two marvs. Hani mile im haymeisa mutal lefonim eis haschalas chiv ha'tfila ad hashlamas zmona. This is when the person, the nifta was there from when the time of the chiv kicked in until the time of it passed. Kigon shahay mesa mutal lefonim alos hashachar v'heir pene kol hamizrach ad achar chatzos, from sunrise till chatzos. Aval. But if the person had the chiv and then if the person passed away, could go on the achash hair kol pnei hamizrach, it's in the morning time, 7 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. Afa pi shloka v'ruhu ad achar chatzos. In this case, the chiv kicked in before the person davened. Then they became an onen. So in this case, what does he say? Archatos mashlim bizman mincha. You would have to make it up because you did have a time where you were chayav to say shachris. The hoyu bechal lavachiv and tefila is shabol zman tefila afapish lo haya shachus ligmor hatefila in time to mikomakam kevin shechal lavachiv chayav lahishlim achachat tefila bizman mincha. Like because there was a certain point of time. I've been very brief, but there was a time when you were chayav in this and you didn't do it. The efshid bezeh chayav. And you should also say birchas hashachar if you didn't say them in the morning when you first got up. Because in the time when in the morning you were chayav to say them and you didn't yet to say them. Fine. That was a long one. Sif katin hey. Lahachmir. This is going on the line that if a person wants to be machmir on himself and say the Shema anyway, he's not allowed to. Pirush, umayri b'she'ein lo mi she'asik b'tzarech ha'meis. There's no one there to take care of it. Inam, your another interpretation, demayri b'chol gav, in all cases, sh'asruhu mi'pnei kvodosh ha'meis. This is not considered to be respectful, just to be davening while the meis mutal lefonav. Shelo yoimru meize kalhu be'enev. It's such a light thing, this person passed away. Shel oinin ve'in chored al misoso. He's not trembling, he's not bothered, not affected him. It's not an act of piety, it's an act of cruelty to be doing this at that time. V'zeh dasa mechav, that's the Rav writes, atzma me'ikr hadin. U'mashe kosev achachach ein moichin, what does it mean? We don't protest. If you did pass it off and someone, you are going to do this, wrote Shlomo means as follows. D'mikol makom, nevertheless, ein anu yechom limchos b'yemesh mishinoi hefech zeh. We can't really protest and make a stink, make a fuss of a person who is not following this. D'yesh lo al mi lismoich. Right, he has what to rely upon. Because someone is acting on his behalf. I believe it's Machlokas Rashi and Tosus in the Gemara in Brachos is dealing with the sugya, but you have what to rely upon. Fine. Vav Bishvilo. This is the line in the Shulchan Aruch where a person has someone who will take care of it on his behalf. Then he's going to go ahead and read. So we say we're not going to protest if he does this. Pirish. What does it mean? Says the Mishnah Bura. The afilu im muto alav lekavro rak sheyesh lo bnei adam acherim shis asku b'shvilo. Right, he could do it. But he has other people who are going to be involved on his behalf. Wrote lahachnil atzma. He wants to be straight. Ein moichim biyado. We're not going to protest if he decides to say shema zeh das haravya. Right, because of Rashal, but tshuva simin ayin sheachshav lo nahagu keravya. We don't follow this. The last Mishnah Berurah on this Sif is Sif Katan Zayin, Sivin Shin Mem Aleph, Desham, over there, Posek De'ena Roshoi Lahachmir B'chol Gavni, where the Pesach is, you're not allowed to be strict and say Shema in any cases. V'chein Iker, this is the main halacha. Mikomach nevertheless, Bein Shehu Onin Al Sha'al Aviv, V'yesh Mis Askim Balado, right, where the person is only for his father and people taking care of it. Mutal leilech leveis hakinesis loemer kaddish. He's allowed to go to say kaddish now. Allah ki zehu kvodesh shel aviv. That's considered to be an honor. And the whole reason why he's potter is because it's disrespectful. But here you're going to kaddish to say, you're going to shul to say the kaddish that is considered a kavod. Mutal lechliyam. It's allowed to go into everybody. Umikol shekein b'shabbos yomtov, and certainly on Shabbos and Yom Tov you're allowed to. V'davka she'ein aveilim achirim. The onin can say kaddish only if there's not another aval there. Now you have to understand the I should say, the earlier minhag, the minhag kamoim, was only one person said Kaddish, and it went to the person who had the greater level chiyuv. So an ovil is higher than an onin, so if there was no one else there, then the onin would say it. That's what he's saying right here. Kvodesh, I'm sorry. Davka she'in avelim achirim, aval kishyesh avelim achirim lo. But if there is an ovil there who really has a chiyuv to say Kaddish for their parent, then that would be the one person to say Kaddish, and it would not be the onin. Okay, Meretz Hashem, we'll pick it up with Beis in the next year.